Right, I'm still in the cathedral. I'm actually up by the bell tower. I've gone up, I guess, about halfway or maybe three quarters of the way up in the lifts, and I'm in the chamber where all the bells are. And there's a massive bell in the middle, surrounded by loads of little bells, or smaller bells. And apparently it's bigger than Big Ben, or as big as Big Ben in London. And just on my way up now.
How was I up, to ask you?
Going up further by stairs now. So, meet you at the top. Right, I'm nearly at the top now. Right at the top of the bell chamber, looking down. And you can actually see the stairs I'm walking on, kind of looks like glued to the side of the wall. It's quite scary. And I used to get vertigo quite bad. I hope it's not coming back. Anyway, upwards and onwards. Right, I'm out into the sunlight. And it's, pardon the cliche, fantastic view down towards the Mersey, across the hills. Wow, there's a listen. Yes, I guess there's about 20 people up here. It's kind of like a 20 meter square. Wow.
The side, that's the Wirral. If you carry on along there, it goes along to Birkenhead. And that's the widest part of the River Mersey there, which comes in. Yeah, it goes out to sea there.
Well, how high up are we?
360 feet. Yeah. 100 metres, that is.
Yeah, that was another Daniel. He's the guide up on the top here. And not the gargoyle, he's a guide. And he was telling me about the view, and we're looking over to, can look, see over to Birkenhead and the Orme, O-R-M-E, in Wales, and we see the Welsh mountains and right out to sea, and it's fantastic. I'm glad it ain't such a windy day up here, and I've got to be careful. I'm going to take a bit of video or some photos with my iPhone. Don't want to drop it over the edge.